Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in studio right now are three people who are involved in the Lake Superior Youth Symposium, and we're going to get a rundown of what's coming up, and if you're a student in grades 7 through 12, you'll be able to find out how you can get involved as well this year. First, let me introduce my guests. Joining me today is Cindy McCormick, Lori Davis, and Kara Okarainen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and find out, first of all, who my guests are as far as their background here and your involvement with the Youth Symposium in years past. So let's go ahead and start with you, Kara. First, tell me how you were originally wrapped up in this.
Originally, I came to the Youth Symposium in 2001 as a seventh grader from Calumet, and now, years later, I'm an AmeriCorps volunteer, and I'm assisting with the program this year.
All right, let's go to you, Lori, and tell us how you got started in this.
I started by taking students to this. I'm a teacher at Houghton High School, and I have gone to two of the symposia in the past, taking students with me, and have enjoyed it thoroughly. All of us have.
All right, now, did you just teach us how to say symposium in plural by saying symposia?
Yes.
All right, always the teacher, and I'm always the student. Cindy McCormick, why don't you go ahead and tell us who you are?
All right, so I am a teacher at Jeffers High School, and I originally attended the 2001 symposium as well as a student at Chassel High School. And when I became a teacher and had the opportunity to bring students at Jeffers High School, I jumped right on that opportunity. And so 2 years ago, I took students to the Ashland, Wisconsin symposium and decided to jump on board when MTU decided to plan it this year. So I couldn't wait to be involved again.
Now, our track record is pretty good because out of the three of you, two of you are teachers and one is part of Superior AmeriCorps. So if you're involved in this, then you're off to a good start already. One of you just jump in and tell me why youth today should be interested in being involved in this.
Well, the whole symposium is geared towards students who live on the Great Lakes, specifically Lake Superior. And so anybody who's interested in their area of living, they should be interested in this. It is going to cover all realms. It's going to cover the environment. It's going to cover history and culture and art. So really it hits every aspect for any student out there. So there's really, there's lots of reasons why they should be involved. This is their community. We live in a great area all around the Great Lakes.
Right, and this is held every 2 years, and it's held in different locations. The last time it was held here in the Houghton area was 2001. So what makes it extra special that it's now here in our backyard this time?
I would say it's the excellent presenters we have, a lot of different scientists and MTU faculty and staff, and we even actually have some of our Peace Corps Masters International students presenting about their experiences living in water-short areas in other parts of the world, and comparing that to the resource we have in our backyard.
Okay. And what's the goal of the symposium altogether?
To promote life on the Great Lakes and understanding of the Great Lakes in general, and to get young people involved and to have a sense of place and an ownership of the place they live.
I think an important part of the symposium this year that we're bringing in is a stewardship project. So there are going to be, on Saturday morning, there's going to be several stewardship projects across the Keweenaw and Houghton area, so that students are doing hands-on work, they're out in the environment and making a difference in our community and hopefully learning something that they can take back to their own watersheds.
I think probably the best way to talk about why the attending the symposium would be such a great thing to do is to talk about the experiences that the three of you had when you went, and so that way students can get an idea of what they can expect. So, Kara, let's go ahead and start with you. You started at your first symposium, you were in seventh grade, so you were young and going into it. What was your impression?
I didn't really know what to expect when I first went there. I was excited to meet students from different areas. I made a lot of friends, particularly from a school in Canada, and that started when I saw them do a presentation about what they were doing about purple loosestrife, an invasive plant around in their community. And I held on to that and still remember their presentation, and it was extremely enjoyable to meet the other students.
Now, did you get an opportunity to go when you were in ninth grade and 11th grade?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was lucky enough to be able to come here when it was in Houghton. I got a scholarship from Copper Country Trout Unlimited, and I was able to travel here. And I wish I'd been able to go to other ones, but thanks to this area for hosting in 2001.
Well, that must have still made quite an impression on you, because you only went to the one time, but it sounds like it was something that you never would have forgotten.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we'll go ahead and now go to Lori. Now, have you attended as a student only, but you've been only as a teacher?
I've only attended as a teacher. The really nice thing about this symposium is that the teachers go to all the same, the teachers and chaperones go to all the same presentations and field trips and stewardship projects as the students. So we get to choose also. So you're sort of mixed in with everyone. And I've gone to the one that was held in Big Bay 6 years ago, and then 4 years ago it was held in Duluth. Both of them excellent presenters, very interesting to me as a teacher. And I probably have 30 years on most of my students. So if it's still interesting to me, I just found them fascinating, and the kids found them really interesting and well worth it. All the students I've ever taken have raved about it.
And when you went to the one in Big Bay, you brought students of your own?
I brought students from Houghton to Big Bay, and also students from Houghton to Duluth.
All right, and so when you came back to the classroom with those students, what kind of change did you see in them?
They actually have a greater appreciation for Lake Superior and the Great Lakes watershed. I know that one of them has gone off to college now and is getting a degree in the scientific fields. And I think these kind of programs bolster that and actually allow them to get a better idea of what is going on out there and just have more information, a better educated idea of what opportunities are out there.
Hey, Cindy, before you attended the symposium, were you already, really dialed into taking care of Lake Superior and the surrounding environment? Was that always something about you already?
I would say so. I grew up near a lake most of my life, and so being able to interact with the lake and seeing changes even in my lifetime with keeping beaches clean and ensuring that the water is safe to swim in were kind of important for me. And so I think that keeping Lake Superior and its watershed clean have always been important to me.
Did you have a moment during that time where things really clicked and you said, I really now see things on a whole new level?
Well, I think the symposium, when I attended as a student, was kind of that aha moment for myself. Like Kara said, just being able to meet people from other schools and have them tell about their own watersheds and maybe some of the issues that they had in their local communities or ways that they were helping their community were important as well.
Now, do you have students that have attended a symposium before?
I have, yes. So Jeffers High School typically sends students every year, but in 2011 was the only one that I've gone to as a teacher. So that one was held in Ashland, Wisconsin, and we brought some great students down who definitely showed their leadership abilities and learned a great deal that they took back to the classroom and talked about to the other students their experiences that they had.
Right. This next question is for anybody that wants to jump in on it. What kind of student should be interested in doing this? Is somebody that's already really good in math and science, like the engineering groups, or is it open to maybe a different kind of student?
It's open to anyone, and it would interest just about any student. I know at Houghton, I have students from the 7th grade to the 12th grade who have said they wanted to go this year, and they come from all different backgrounds, all different abilities. Some love math and science maybe, and some probably don't. But there's something for everyone at the symposium. It's not just about science. It's about nature. It's about the environment. But there's also history components. There's also cultural components, art components. So it's literally for anyone.
One of our concerns about our youth today right now is that they spend way too much time inside. It doesn't help with our weather up here either. But now, how would the symposium sort of help with students to sort of open their eyes to, you know, really what's around us?
I think that there are plenty of opportunities for students to go on field trips. Do you guys remember the exact number of field trips we have?
At least 25.
Yeah, I think at least choices, yeah, 25 choices that the students have that get them to a lot of different areas around the Keweenaw. And like I mentioned earlier, there's the stewardship projects that get them out for several hours during the symposium as well. So they're really out there making a difference and not attached to their gadgets that they typically have.
This is about immersion. This isn't going to be static where they're going to be sitting and listening to someone lecture. The kids actually get involved. They actually do go out and do the work. And it's hands-on. It gets them excited.
Right. Talk about one of the field trips, if it's not one of them that's going to be in this symposium, one of the field trips that you've experienced when one of the three ladies went and what it meant.
I went to a field trip that was led by Dr. Casey Huckins from Michigan Tech, and he's going to do another session this symposium, and it was on macroinvertebrates in the streams in the local areas. And I know most students, myself included at the time, and I still do, you enjoy splashing around in water and kind of exploring. But in this field trip, we actually, you know, carefully turned over stones and examined all of the little critters that were living on the bottom. These things that I actually had no idea were living around me as I walked through streams. And that opened my eyes to the differences between the large observable things about our community, our great vistas and views, and how there are tiny things to explore and discover as well.
Let's talk about this symposium. Now, I assume you have to register for this. How does that work?
Our registration is online on www.lakesuperioryouth.org. And if you want to fill out your registration right now, students fill out their own individual forms, and then their chaperone, like a teacher, an AmeriCorps volunteer, or even a parent, fills out a group registration form for all of the students from the school that would be attending.
Is there a cost involved?
There is a cost. Because you will be staying in the Michigan Tech dorms for three nights, and all meals are provided, and all costs associated with getting you to the different field trips, so transportation costs. The symposium total cost is $140, but there are scholarships available. So if you go to the website, www.lakesuperioryouth.org, you can click on the scholarship opportunities. You can click on one of the links to email people to ask questions. And if you are in one of the local high schools, talk to one of your teachers, and they can get more information also. But there is a cost, but there are monies available to help defray that cost.
And how soon do you have to be registered?
The registration deadline is April 30th, and that is for the group registration form and each student's registration form.
Okay, so that's coming up pretty quick. Right now I am talking with Cindy McCormick, Lori Davis, and Kara Orkarainen. We're talking about the Lake Superior Youth Symposium. And as always, we'll cover again the registration information at the end of the segment. Right now I want to kind of talk about what's lined up that these students can look forward to experiencing when they come out this year. Now it's going to be at the Great Lakes Research Center, largely, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Which is a fabulous facility. If you haven't had a chance to spend any time out there, it is really amazing what they're able to do and what the students are able to experience while they're there. You got 25 field trips, 25 presentations, a lot to choose from. Just go ahead and give me an example.
One example we actually haven't really talked about too much is some of the physical activities. There actually is going to be the rock wall open up at the SDC.
Saturday. To entice the kids, we do offer recreation opportunities too when we're not in presentations or field trips, and so we have arranged for the SDC to be open Saturday night for the kids to relax. But to give you an idea of a typical presentation, there's one entitled Sparkling Water, Would You Drink It? And it's an activity where you become an environmental engineer and design and test a process to clean wastewater. So we have another one where, and that's going to be run by a graduate student from Michigan Tech University, but we also have one from that's going to be run by the Dollar Bay High School Student Organization of Aquatic Robotics, SOAR, and they're going to do design remotely operated vehicles for Isle Royale National Park. So there's a whole bunch of different things. There's one for poetry of science and nature where you're going to write poetry. There's insectigations where you're going to go out with Chris Honholt and look at insects. So there's over 100 different things to choose from between your presentations and your field trips. So there's got to be something for everyone.
What are some other places you're going to go on your field trips? You're not going to be staying the whole time at the Great Lakes Research Center. We kind of covered that, and there's plenty of places to go, destination-wise. I think of a field trip as going, to the park. But that's going to be a little bit different here because everything's going to have a particular reason why you're going and sort of something that you're going to learn. So is there an example that you can give me of one of the field trips for this year?
The Algoma Acres Honey Farm and Farmers Market is actually going to be one of our field trips. Students will get to go out there and actually examine the beehives and learn about what it's like to be a beekeeper, how it's done, and then see some of the products that are created from, the bees, the honey, the wax, and then there are some other natural products at that same market that they'll get to see.
We also have another field trip that will take place where students have a chance to hike the Pilgrim Watershed and the Pavola Wetland Trails. And so that's going to be run by a woman out of the Keweenaw Land Trust. And that one is titled Land Trusts and Land and Water Conservation and Stewardship. So students will have a chance to head up that area.
So you have stuff every day. This is 3 days going into Sunday. Of course, you have all the meals provided as well, from all the way through, I guess, Sunday breakfast, and then there's an optional Sunday lunch. They're staying at the dorms and Michigan Tech, which would be a great experience as well. Now, if you're in 7th through 12th grade and you want to come on your own, are you able to do that, or do you have to come with a parent or with a class?
The requirement is that there has to be an adult chaperone associated with the school, either a parent or a teacher or a counselor associated with the school that you're coming from. So I think according to our chaperone rules, there has to be at least one chaperone for every 10 students.
Okay. All right. So even if you're not coming with your class, you could come, if it's a daddy-daughter type thing, you can come and both attend and take part in this.
Certainly. Well, yes.
That's a great thing to do. Sort of it's an early summer, so at least I hope it'll be summer. come May there. But is it an early, just before school gets out thing where you can start off the warmer season really nice, spending a lot of time outside, learning a lot about Lake Superior and the area around it. Now, has there been any, has anything come out of these symposiums, like what the students at Dollar Bay did with SOAR, where things that the students here do actually have an effect? I mean, we're teaching the children and we're showing them a lot. Does it ever kind of work back the other way where, because of the symposium, there's a positive effect on the lake itself?
That's exactly what we're hoping to do this year. And with the fact that we have so much social media and connectivity between our students, every student will take their experiences from the symposium and hopefully talk about it with their friends, with the students from their school, and with students from further away, and take those skills home to their own community and do a stewardship project there. That's why our stewardship projects are designed not just to be, a bunch of students out digging holes and planting trees, but actually learning about the trees they're planting. Are they good water users? Are they excellent to help stop erosion? Things like that.
Right, and we really, one of the main thrusts of this symposium is to get students thinking about stewardship projects and taking them back to their community. Having attended two other symposia, they all have that thrust. And so part of the time that we spend here, we'll be spending in small groups with our students, getting them to conceive ideas of what they can do in their communities to bring some of the ideas that they learned at this symposium back to there and put them into to practice.
So hundreds of students come to this thing, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
All right, so it's got to take a lot of people to be able to put this on, both to fund it and to host it and the people working at it. Let's take a moment and talk about those people. Who's responsible for putting this on? And then I know that, you know, the three of you ladies that are helping making, you know, sure that this happens, but who else is involved? Because we want to make sure they get the credit too.
Well, it started with the Western
UP Center for Science, Math, and Environmental Education, a lot with Sean Opplinger and Joan Chatty, and they helped organize the rest of our steering committee, which consists of the three of us and several others, even actually a high school student.
And this is not an organization that is centralized at all. It actually moves from place to place every 2 years, and you have the past experiences to go on, but there is no central committee who overrides the Lake Superior Youth Symposium. It gets adopted by whoever decides to host it that year, and they literally start from scratch, I think, every time. And so we have a planning committee that consists of 11 people who have been meeting since last May to plan this. And we're lucky enough here to have Michigan Tech host it as the hosting institution. But it's really these 11 or 12 people on the steering committee, which the three of us are members of, that actually have done the planning for it.
And importantly, all of the presenters for the field trips and presentations and our keynote speakers are volunteers. They're not being paid to travel here. Some of them are traveling hundreds of miles just to do this. They're all doing it for free.
Oh, that is incredible. Now, is there a list of like sponsors that sort of help make sure this gets put on?
The major supporters of the symposium include EarthForce, the Lake Superior Stewardship Initiative, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Michigan Space Grant Consortium, Michigan Tech University, the Western UP Center for Science, Math, and Environmental Education, and then there's several student scholarships available in the scholarship donors include the Youth Advisory Council, Keweenaw Community Foundation, the Superior Watershed Partnership, the Upper Peninsula Environmental Coalition, Dale Nichols, the Forest Land Group, the Copper Country Trout Unlimited, and Friends of the Land of Keweenaw. So there's a lot. There's a diverse group of people who are supporting this, which is just awesome.
Right. And one more question for everybody, anybody that wants to jump in. Now, as we're approaching spring eventually, and then in the summer, there's going to be a lot of competition for students' attention. There's other camps. There's summer sports. There's, if they want to get a summer job. Why should attending the symposium trump those other items?
This is actually during part of the school year, so you will miss a day of school.
That's not a good thing, but it is a quality thing to miss that day of school for. So it's not really competing, I don't think, with many other things. The one thing it might be competing with is graduation, not graduation, but end of school for seniors. But other than that, it's really, a personal choice on the students. I know for some of my students who showed interest, it's a really hard decision if they have other things going on at that time because they really want to go to this. So there's not a lot of other competing things. The few things that are out there, it would be a decision the students would have to make. But it's an awesome opportunity. It's a totally awesome opportunity.
And it's not a decision you're likely to regret.
Correct.
Lake Superior Youth Symposium is May 16th through the 19th. That's a Thursday through Sunday. Now, last time it was here was in 2001, so you want to make sure that if travel was one of the reasons why you may not attend something like this, that you make sure you come this year. Registration is now open. The deadline is April 30th. This is open to students in grades 7 through 12. Go ahead and somebody give me the information about how to register real quick again.
The registration is online at www.lakesuperioryouth.org, and there are two forms, one for a student to fill out, and you can do that at any time, and the second form is for the chaperone of the entire group. That might be a group of just one student or 10 or more from the school.
My guests this segment have been Cindy McCormick, Laurie Davis, and Kara Okerainen, and again, make sure that you find out more about the Lake Superior Youth Symposium so that you can attend that as well. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today will be right back.